It's time for our weekly visit with Jason West at Misha. Here we are in the early part, getting into mid-October. So you start looking at district play and sectionals and all that good stuff. And before you know it, you're into the finals of a lot of these fall sports. But Jason, there's one that's already starting today.
Exactly. We've got the Girls Golf Championships starting today for Class 1 and 2. So started bright and early at 8 o'clock.
Well, they've got some great weather. Where are they taking place?
This year, our Class 1 championships are at Meadow Lake Acres Country Club down in New Bloomfield. And then the Class 2 championships are at Columbia Country Club here in Columbia. So have two fairly close sites this year here in mid-Missouri.
Yeah, Meadow Lake is right down the road from me, and I've never had the opportunity to play there, but beautiful course. As I walk on the backside of the course, my wife and I will walk down that way, and I'll look in and always think, boy, it'd be nice to be a member, but maybe someday.
Yeah, they were really excited about this one in particular, saying that the course was set up very nice for a championship play. So I'm anxious to hear how the teams like it, because I know the grounds crew and the pro there were really excited for it.
Yeah, they've put a lot of work into that in the last few years. But yeah, the course is always in beautiful shape. So that's great. And then Columbia Country Club, another great place to golf. I've actually had the opportunity to golf there, and that's a beautiful design too.
Yes, and they had some remodeling with some highway work and everything, so I haven't had a chance to play it since then, but it's a nice little course as well.
I was looking ahead, at least for the last or the next 10 days. Weather-wise, we seem like we're going to be in pretty good shape. Maybe some rain, at least in this part of the state, maybe the middle of the week, but our temperatures are going to be in the 70s, and the longer we can go with that, it certainly helps you guys, I'm assuming, with these outdoor sports, with being able to get these championships in and without delay.
Oh, exactly. Especially today with golf and weather playing such a vital role in how the championships are run and for the participants and how they play. Having weather like what we seem to have this morning is great. At the weekend, starting Thursday and then Friday and Saturday, we'll have the tennis championships down in Springfield. Looking at the forecast last night, may have a little rain pop in on late Thursday and Friday, so that may cause some rescheduling there, but we'll certainly take a look at it and try to respond to it as we go. But we certainly love Mother Nature right now.
It's been good to us, and we had a little bit of fall weather, at least for football. I mean, it really felt like football weather this past weekend.
That's true, and it was nice to see. We actually finally in week eight, we had all games played when they were supposed to be played. We didn't have any delays, postponements, or anything like that. We each week we had at least one game, either through natural causes of rain or man-made causes of water leaks or lighting malfunctions. we had a game postponed or canceled, so we were glad to actually have all of them get played this week.
That could be a record, huh?
One that I really don't want to go back and look, so I'm going to say yes, it could.
Yeah, we'll just count that up. What else is going on? Like, you guys don't have anything else? I mean, because for the next several weeks, you're going to be tied into basically playoff action for fall sports. Is there anything else that Misha's focusing in on, or are you guys just full steam ahead with these fall activities?
We are full steam ahead right now in championship mode. We'll have championships the next seven weekends, beginning with this week. Next week, we'll have the softball championships at Killian Park in Springfield. Then the following week, we'll end the month of October with the volleyball championships down in Cape Girardeau at the Show Me Center. So in between then, you know, Wednesday, softball sectionals, and then the quarterfinals on Saturday. Then the next Saturday, the 22nd, are the volleyball sectionals and quarterfinals, getting ready for that championship. And then you know, we'll also mix in some boys soccer before the month ends, as well as some cross-country sectionals before the month ends. And then we will start off November with a bang. The first weekend in November, we'll have boys soccer for classes 1 and 2, as well as the boys swimming and diving championships on that Friday, Saturday. And then that Saturday will be the cross-country championships for all four classes, both boys and girls. And then follow that up with the second weekend of boys soccer for classes 3 and 4. And then we get into football on the 18th, have the 8-man and class 6 championship games at Faro Field. And then the 25th and 26th, after Thanksgiving, we'll have the remaining five classes, Show Me Bowls, at Plaster in Springfield. So it's going to be a fun run. Mixed in, we do have a couple of more administrative meetings that we'll meet with some athletic directors and principals and go over any rule changes and things coming down the pike with them. I think we just have a couple more of those at the beginning of November, in case some people have missed those. Those are required meetings that we have with administrators. But that's really what we've got going on today. Actually, we do have a couple of new faces in the office starting today, so we're showing them around and trying to make sure that when their heads spin, it's a controllable spin, and we can have them come back tomorrow. So we are happy to see a couple of new assistants, including Amanda Nussbaum, who's going to be a communications assistant for us, and Sam Heck, who is helping Todd Zell out with his programs that he's in charge of. So in the midst of this championship run, we're actually showing some new people around the office as well.
Well, you may as well throw them right into the fire.
Right, you know, there's no grace period here. You're going to have to learn it sometime, so we might as well just start.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good. All right, so you guys are growing, getting big. That's great. All right, let's talk next week. I'd like to talk about the football championships and the new venues and maybe what you guys are doing to get everything in place there, and maybe you can share the kind of the steps that you've taken to get those venues ready for high school football.
Sounds great.
All right, that's good. Jason West from Misha, their communications director, joining us. And, of course, you can always get the updated state scores at Misha.org and, of course, MissouriNet.com. Thanks a lot for listening. And, Jason, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill.